You're listening to SBS News.
The leaders are leaving Glasgow. They only attend 2 days of the 2-week climate change summit, leaving the technical work to negotiators. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson was asked to give his assessment of the chance of success at the end of COP26.
There are still 2 weeks of detailed negotiation to come. We must take care to guard against false hope and not to think in any way that the job is done, because it is not. There is still a very long way to go. But all that being said, I am cautiously optimistic.
There have been more big announcements made. More than 100 countries have pledged to cut methane emissions by 30% by 2030. US President Joe Biden.
The United States is eager to work with each of you to make sure we meet this goal and encourage more countries to join us in committing to reducing methane globally, because there are more that can join and should.
One of the most potent greenhouse gases, methane is responsible for around a third of current warming from human activity. Ursula von der Leyen is the European Union Commission President.
There are clear benefits to cutting emissions, methane emissions, yes, for the planet, but also so much for the people too. Because if we deliver on this pledge, we can prevent over 200,000 premature deaths. We can prevent hundreds of thousands of asthma-related emergency room visits and over 20 million tons of crop losses a year.
The methane pledge isn't as strong as it could be. Major emitters, including China, Russia and India, haven't signed on, and the commitments made are voluntary. A separate pact sees 110 countries commit to ending deforestation, underpinned by almost $20 billion in private and public funding. The surprise signatory, Brazil's president, sent a video message to the summit in which he described the Amazon rainforest as the planet's greatest natural wealth. But his country's indigenous leaders doubt the money will end up in the right hands. Chief Ninoa flew to attend the talks in Scotland.
These are billions in investment towards environmental preservation, but it's very difficult for this money to reach indigenous communities, to reach traditional communities.
Some of the most effective advocates for urgent climate action at COP26 have been the leaders of small island states, nations witnessing rising sea levels firsthand. Sir Angle Whipps Jr. is the president of Palau.
You might as well bomb our islands instead of making us suffer only to witness our slow and fateful demise. Leaders of the G20, we are drowning, and our only hope is the life ring you are holding.
A new initiative will see India, the UK and Australia fund projects which help Pacific nations climate-proof their infrastructure. Scott Morrison spoke at the scheme's launch.
To address climate change, you have to reduce emissions, and that is a huge part of the response to climate change, of course, but we also have to adapt to live with the consequences of climate change that is already occurring, that is already built in.
Samoan climate activist Brianna Fruin addressed world leaders at the start of COP26. She's concerned larger nations are keen to focus on adaptation rather than address their own emissions.
There's always this sense that, well, if the islands go, we can just move them to Australia. Actually, one of the politicians from Australia said that Pacific Islands will be fine because we pick your fruit. And so this type of attitude is extremely damaging, because yes, we need to think about adaptation and resilience, but at the same time, we also need to be mitigating and lowering our emissions.
It's not just politicians and activists in Glasgow. Business is also represented. Jeff Bezos's personal wealth is greater than the GDP of many countries. He recently flew into space. Now he's giving another $2 billion to help protect forests on Earth.
We cannot rely only on governments, NGOs and philanthropies to solve the climate crisis. The private sector must also play its part to reduce carbon emissions.
Amazon plans to be net zero by 2040, 10 years before the COP target. In Glasgow, Ben Lewis, SBS World News.